This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. We'll check in with our good buddy Dan Le Batard, the voice of Miami sports. Are the Dolphins going to make him cry? I did reach out to Darius Rucker. I said, hey, do you want to come on and guarantee the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl? I didn't hear back from him. It's just a coincidence that I didn't hear back from him. He doesn't want to mess with the streak right now. But we'll talk to Le Batard. Also, the Miami Heat and Dame Lillard, that has cooled considerably. So we'll talk to him coming up. By the way, Lionel Messi is in another final. Messi and Inter Miami face off against Houston Dynamo in the final of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday. That'll be today. And that's the oldest, longest-standing tournament played in the United States, having started out in 1913. Can Messi win his second trophy on U.S. soil? Don't miss out on all the action. It'll be tonight at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific on Telemundo and Peacock.
It's the best.
Seton,
it's the best.
Look at Seton getting all excited there.
Let's go!
Oh, Messi! Oh! What would you do if Messi walked in the building right now?
I'd be like, hey, dude.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't freak out.
All right, let's bring in Messi.
Hey! Yeah.
Yes, Paulie.
You know, what if Messi, after the win, let's say they win tonight, he goes, you know what? Everyone thought the World Cup win would validate my career. This is the one I was eyeing my entire
finally,
life.
Finally, I won the Lamar Hunt Cup.
Sorry, Argentina.
When he shows one of those things that has like all of his trophies, all the Ballon d'Ors, all the like La Liga, Champions League, all this stuff. But what's this one? Oh, that's the U.S. Open Cup.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's on the list.
Yeah.
It's on the list of trophies he's won.
Every little
win.
Kid in Argentina dreams of that.
By the way, I'm being told to stop calling it the Tush Push. I'm being told to call it brotherly shove. So the Philadelphia Eagles.
Brotherly shove.
Brotherly shove.
Okay.
Yeah. Brotherly shove instead of the tush push. Somebody just sent me an email.
Oh.
John in York, Pennsylvania. All right, John. Thank you.
Yeah. Why don't you call it that on your own show, John?
Yeah.
Why don't you get your own show and call it that?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but this is everybody's show. This is all of our audience. It's their show. They can have input. We can laugh at their input, but they can have input. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning, those watching on Peacock. Thank you. And our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities around the world. Seton O'Connor, poll question for hour two will be what?
Dan, we put up two for hour one. We have the fan base that is having the worst month. Right now, it's not even close. It's Jets followed by the Bears. Broncos, respectable 17%, and then the Angels, just 7%. Okay. People underappreciating how crappy their month has been.
Oh, okay.
And Joe Namath's comments about the state of the Jets right now, and specifically Zach Wilson, right now 69% of the audience are saying they're hurtful, not helpful.
All right. So we'll talk to Lebatard. Magic Johnson will join us in the final hour of the program. Your phone calls are always welcome here. The Jets, they found their answer. They have brought in Trevor Siemian. They've brought him back because he used to be a New York Jet. So does he get his old jersey? Like those who bought the Trevor Siemian jerseys, if you're a Jets fan, you get to wear it. How many people do you think bought Trevor Siemian jerseys? He filled in for Sam Darnold. Didn't Sam Darnold have mono? And then he filled in, I think, on a Thursday night. Do you have Trevor Siemian's career as a New York Jets quarterback?
Yeah, let me compute his entire Jets career stats.
Take your time.
He was 0-1 as a starter. He was 3-for-6. That's 50%. I did the math on that. He had 3 yards, no touchdowns, no picks.
All right. So. The Jets will take that.
Spotless.
Bop, bop.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes.
Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Bop. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. A little bit of baseball. The Phillies have grabbed a wild card spot, and some other teams still in the mix here for wild card spots. The Brewers clinched the Central. You have the NFL Central, Paulie.
Out of habit, yeah.
Yeah.
NL Central.
NL Central.
Brewers are 88-69. Is there a less talked about good baseball team?
Twins.
Ooh, it's a tie.
Twins.
Twins are 84-73, and they're going to win the Central.
But the Brewers at least have Bob Uecker. You know, the Twins, they got Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's right. They spent all that money on him to bat 200. But, yeah, I'd say the Twins are right there with the Brewers.
The Orioles are more of a lovable story.
Oh.
Struggles.
You know, I hated the Orioles for the longest period of time. And it was only for one player and for one reason. It was Brooks Robinson, who just passed away yesterday. Wonderful man. I was texting with Johnny Bench last night. And I said, you know, heartbreaking, Brooks died. And he said, you know, even better person than he was a baseball player. And he was a Hall of Famer. But Brooks took away a September and October from, he crushed me 1 year, 1970, playing against Cincinnati Reds. He was known as the, you know, vacuum cleaner at third base. Probably the greatest fielding third baseman of all time. And what he did to the Reds in the World Series that year, he single-handedly demoralized the Big Red Machine. And having met Brooks, he was Baltimore sports. And, I mean, Baltimore is so fortunate. You had Johnny Unitas, you had Brooks Robinson. I mean, you're ahead of the game when you have, you know, people like that. And they are idols, you know. You could truly believe in an idol there. And Brooks was, he was baseball, he was Baltimore. I think he was from Arkansas. But, man, you spend 23 years in Baltimore. But passed away, I think, at the age of 86. But an even better person than he was a ball player, and he was a Hall of Famer. But, man, he crushed me. I hated the Orioles and Brooks Robinson. I told him that one time. And he just had that southern draw. And he goes, oh, man, I'm sorry I hurt you. I go, I'm over it now. It took years, Brooks. But could not have been a nicer person. And he always had this a short bill on his batting helmet. So if you look at it, you'll go, oh, it's like it's stunted. And I don't know why he had one that's shorter than everybody else, but he had a batting helmet that was different. Yeah, Paulie.
I read about it this morning. He actually took a hacksaw in the clubhouse and cut it shorter because he said it messed up his vision. It was like it was like a field. It messed up his field of vision.
Okay.
And he cut it himself. And then I think years later, they made him a special one that was shorter. He had 16 straight gold gloves.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen, you know, George Brett was spectacular. Mike Schmidt was great. Eddie Matthews was great. Craig Nettles was a great fielding third baseman. You know, they're just wonderful. You know, those were legends. All of those third basemen were just awesome players. But Brooks was a Hall of Famer, and Frank Robinson, and you had Earl Weaver, and I mean, those were great teams, great pitching staffs. And then you look back on the Mets beating the Orioles to win the World Series. And Mets had great pitching back then as well. All right, I'll close my scrapbook here. Let's see. Get a couple of phone calls in here. Cotton in Texas leads us off. Hi, Cotton. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How y'all boys doing today?
Hey, Cotton.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, so that guy that was, like, get hit by the ball in Dodgers, yeah, he was asking for a new ball. If you look, he had his hands up. He's like, hey, I need a new ball. And the fan just chunked it and hit him right in the chest. Yeah, that guy didn't catch it, but I think that's why he needed it. And I wonder if the fans at Crappenburg State, I wonder if they all get pink eye when they go to games.
All right. Thank you, Cotton.
Deep cut.
Thank you, Cotton. Thank you, Cotton.
He's not wrong about the guy calling for the ball, though. He was clearly saying, I need a new ball, and then he got smashed in
the Mariners game.
Yeah.
So he's calling for a ball, and the fan who caught a foul ball threw it and hit him.
Obliged the request.
So you should blame it on the pitcher for not being ready for a baseball. Imagine if other people who had caught foul balls and everybody started throwing the ball to the mound. I hope it doesn't catch on. I hope that the pitcher catches if it does catch on. Yes, Paul.
I saw people on social media like, this kid should get a lifetime ban from the ballpark. Is there any chance he did not mean to do what he did?
Well, I hope, but he still did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to go over the speed limit, but if you pull me over, I can't say I didn't mean to.
He said, I've never caught a foul ball before. I was kind of discombobulated, and I just threw it back towards the field because I thought maybe they could use it. My team was still pitching. I know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's give him a lie detector.
Ooh. I would like to do sports lie detector.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, when somebody says, hey, I have nothing to hide, then take a seat. The sports lie detector is next. If Fox can do the Masked Singer, then I should be able to do this. The Masked Athlete, and then I ask them questions. Trying to figure out who they are, and they have to tell the truth.
It's David Ortiz! Come on, it's David Ortiz!
Oh, that Masked Singer is so bad.
Oof.
But it gets good ratings, man. Every time I tune in, I just feel dumber. And I'm like, just the reaction from the judges is great. When they throw out these, it's Putin. It's Vladimir Putin. No, it's not Vladimir Putin. You know? Yes, yes, Marvin.
Yeah, I've watched the show before, and look, anybody that seems remotely black, it's Jamie Foxx. It's got to be. He's multi-talented. He's won an Oscar. He's won an Emmy. And all this, and they take the mask off, and they're like, oh, it's the guy from season 4 of The Real World. Oh, my God, I can't even believe it's you.
Yes, Paul.
Going back to the sports lie detector, the first name that popped in my head, but only one question, I got to know why Malcolm Butler got benched in the Super Bowl.
Ooh, yes.
I still want to put that one to bed. I think I know. I've heard from enough
now,
people.
Now, am I having Malcolm Butler sitting in the chair?
No, I think it had to be Bill Belichick.
Oh, he's not doing that.
I know, but
there's a lot of things you could ask
him. Right, but if you limit him to one question, or maybe...
I got to have five questions.
Who was the defensive coordinator at the time? Was it the guy who was at the Lions?
Patricia? Matt Patricia.
Maybe he would be the guy who could tell us why Malcolm
Butler...
But
I get five questions.
Oh.
I got to have five.
That's my one C, though, I think, Malcolm Butler. I got to put that one to bed.
But can you imagine the tension?
That's so stupid.
I mean, Matt Patricia sits down. Lie detector next on Fox.
He's like, I don't even remember, actually. What?
Yes, Mark.
We can also ask Matt Patricia why he has a pencil in his ear on a laminated paper.
Well, it's not in his ear.
On his ear.
On his ear.
Tomato, tomato.
Trisha in Oregon. Hi, Trisha.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just want to wish my boyfriend, Jacob, a happy birthday.
Well, did you call him and wish him a happy birthday?
Yeah, but he listens to your show every single morning. He's literally obsessed. Even in the shower, on the road, everywhere he goes. So
wait, is he listening to us in the shower?
Yes.
Wow.
The problem.
Wow. That's
I don't need that visual.
Hey, boyfriend.
Hi.
Well, I know that this is supposed to be a sports show, so I guess if I have one thing to say about sports, it would be I'm happy for Taylor Swift. And, you know, she did a good thing going to the game.
What's your husband's name, Tricia?
Jacob.
Jacob.
But he hasn't proposed yet, so don't get me in trouble there.
Oh, how long's it been?
Long enough.
Oh,
boy.
Okay.
Get off the pot.
I'm going to say over under 2.5 years that they've been going out.
I'm going heavy on the over.
Over, Marvin?
Over.
Paulie?
When she went,
yeah. All right.
Yeah, it feels over-ish
over.
Today.
I'm going to go under, Tricia.
Well, it's complicated because we've known each other for almost 14 years. And then we just realized what we had more recently. So,
how recently?
Yeah.
How recently?
2 years.
Ooh, that would be a winner for me on the under.
I feel like this is taken off the board.
Yeah.
I feel like they're taking this one off the board.
So, what are your ages?
Well, he is 40 today, and he doesn't want anyone to know that. But
good job. Great job there. Nailed it.
So if you know Tricia and Jacob living in Oregon, Jake is 40.
Happy birthday. Buy a ring.
Yeah. Come on, Jake.
Well, we work together, so I'm going to be decorating his desk, and pretty soon it won't be a secret.
All right. Well, Tricia, keep us up to date. When you get engaged, give me a call.
Okay, I will.
All right.
It's been 14 years. What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know about Jake.
Like, what? It's been working for 14 years. Yeah. What does a ring even mean anyway?
Yeah.
Why? What? Does it mean it's different then? Like what?
Just titles. Husband, wife.
Yeah. What's the difference? Yeah. Why do we need to sign a contract for our love?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Jake, you missed a spot. Yeah. Could be listening while he's showering. So I just wanted to make sure if he's listening, he's missed a spot.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
And they work together as well, which ups the awkward moment. You know, they maybe he's so comfortable. We work together. We live together.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Jake, he's just in the shower because he just needs a break.
Yeah.
We're around each other constantly.
Right. He's hiding.
I just want to go listen to the show in the shower, and now she's on the show.
It's his third shower today.
Yeah.
How many times
I just
shower?
Need a break.
Oh, God. It won't leave me alone. God.
I keep telling her all in good time. She's so impatient with the sticks her finger
Jake,
out waiting for the ring.
Jake, are you? Come on. We're going to be late for work.
Oh, God.
Don't forget your lunch. Oh.
Wait, you took a shower at lunch? Why?
Oh, man.
This woman has got to back
God. I don't think we're helping the situation.
No.
What we
no.
do.
So what? Why didn't you guys get engaged? Well, because you guys are on the show.
Okay. You know, that was the moment that I realized, God, I really do need a break.
Let's take a break right now.
Sorry, Trish.
Dan Lebatard will join us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Football's back. Got another week. Ready to go. Coming up tomorrow night. What's the game tomorrow night? Anybody, Todd?
Packers, Lions,
yeah,
at Lambeau.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And the Lions, I think, are favored. When's the last time the Lions were favored at Lambeau? Maybe we could find that out. By the way, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers, bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers, take advantage of two new offers every game day in September. You go to DraftKings, download the app, use the promo code Patrick. You get $5 that you put down. You get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So DraftKings Sportsbook, download it and use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app,
at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Is this one of the top five songs that Usher has?
Yes. I will bet a pie to the face that he will play this song during a halftime show.
Ooh, okay.
That's how confident I am. Okay. This song, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, we had Usher in studio a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but he was doing a boxing movie.
But he didn't, we didn't have him sing.
No.
Huh. All right. So that'll be one of the songs that he'll sing halftime show. You know who normally doesn't go to the Super Bowl? Dan Le Batard. Dan Le Batard, host of Metalark Media's The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz. And he joins us now on the program. But if I said right now, good morning, Dan. But if I said right now, got to make a decision, the Dolphins will be in the Super Bowl, and you're going to take your show to Las Vegas, what would that decision be?
All right, can I get you to back off? This is aggressive. I want to linger in the good morning for a second before you come firing
okay.
at me.
All right.
Three games in, are the Dolphins going to be in the Super Bowl? I'll answer that before the end of this segment as a objective journalist and not a fanboy. I will answer that question for you. But I'd like to tell your audience on the front end, at the risk of embarrassing you, a mentor and an idol and the best of the Dans in this business, I want you to understand how proud I am of you, that you have cultivated this audience of family around you and these people that you work with for a long time. After telling me in the bowels of a Heat arena that you couldn't do this, that you can only do television and you couldn't talk for 3 and 4 hours a day, I am legitimately proud of the media empire you have built and was genuinely happy when I heard that you were retiring your way in 4.5 years as someone who left ESPN, worked in an attic for a while, and crushed it. Got out of there and just crushed it. So I'm proud of you, Dan. I'm sorry if that embarrasses you.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. Now, are you taking your show to the Super Bowl? You believe
Thank
in the
you,
Dolphins.
Jesus.
I hate the Super Bowl. You know that I hate the Super Bowl. I don't want to go to the Super Bowl. Can you incentivize that I lose a bet with your show somehow and then we have to go to the Super Bowl? And I'm going to do it downtown Dirty Vegas style because I don't want to do it with all you corporate suck-ups being out there tied to all those sponsorships and then big guests. I'm going to be off the strip talking to Carrot Top.
Okay. How confident are you in the Dolphins?
This is the most overwhelming offense I have ever seen the franchise play, a franchise of Dan Marino. Tua is getting rid of the ball the way that Tom Brady does in speed, with Drew Brees' accuracy, and he's got four or five guys on his team that are the fastest in the league. They've been timed to 21, 22 miles an hour. It's a joy to watch. It's a joy what I'm watching. And
we were timed for that.
I can't say that about any time I have seen Dolphin football since Marino. It's punts. It's 16, 13 games. So what they are is hopeful and exciting in a way that's gotten everyone's attention through three games. And I would just remind you, a couple of bounces from being 1-2.
All right. Let me bring in Stu Gotts because he can hate on anything. Stu Gotts, good morning. And are you all in on the Dolphins going to the Super Bowl?
Before I get to that, Dan, I also want to say how proud I am of you for being able to talk for 3 to 4 hours a day. I mean, who retires 4 years in advance, announces the retirement, doesn't retire? I mean, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. You know what? Why don't you guys do this? Why don't you announce your retirement and but say it's going to happen in like 5 years?
Oh, I'm not going to make it that long.
5 years?
Okay.
We can barely keep the lights on around here when we're being interviewed by you.
Well, last
time. 5 years?
Yeah, last time the lights went out on your end.
I mean, 5 years? Were you kidding me?
Okay.
This company is clearly going to kill me. Yesterday
okay.
We were talking about my
will
and key man life insurance.
2.5 years. Do I take the over or under that?
What's the bet on getting us to the Super Bowl? Come up. Your team comes up with some bet that forces us to go to the Super Bowl because I don't want to go to the Super Bowl. But I'm going to have to probably if the Dolphins get there. And I can't say that in my lifetime I've ever had more hope for a team than what this team in Miami has.
If they have 13 wins, you have to go to the Super Bowl.
If they have 13 wins.
But what if the Dolphins aren't in the Super Bowl? I mean.
Well, no, you have to make the decision. Like, you got to make the decision.
Oh, you're saying that's the bet? 13 wins?
Yes.
You have to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I am, Dan, I am scared.
Wait, did you just call me Dave?
I did call you Dave.
That's a fun. Yeah.
But you're still proud of me.
Moderna.
All right, forget about the fun.
I mean, my brother died. His name is Dave. I'm saying it all the time.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't play that card.
It's a good card to play, Dan. It's pocket aces.
The dead brother card?
I know, but I'm not playing my dead dad card.
Did he die 2 months ago?
It feels like that in my heart.
No, that doesn't feel like that. Did he die 2 months ago? Your little brother. Dave.
He was a great artist.
LeboStudios.com.
Okay.
You have a brother named Dave Patrick?
I do.
DP, yeah. A couple of DPs cutting it up.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying. Look, I'm an objective journal. I'm an objective.
Are you still a journalist?
Yeah. Well, okay. That's a good question. He is good at asking the good questions.
So good.
All right, listen.
Proud of you, Dan.
Okay, this is what's funny about that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Tony Kornheiser, respected newspaper columnist, and you know this from a specific angle because the newspaper columnists always look down at TV boy pretty face.
Yep.
Vanity guy couldn't do it the way the newspaper guy.
Absolutely. Would. Yes.
Kornheiser, who judged you,
yes.
He has called himself a yodeler for a quarter of a century because ESPN bought all the watchdogs and turned us into yodeling sellouts that would not criticize the company. But am I still a journalist?
Yes.
I fought for my freedom to get out of ESPN so that I could say whatever the hell I wanted to about ESPN.
Wow. Man.
That's right.
All right.
I am still out here in these streets fighting next to a true fool who lies about dyeing his beard this morning.
I did not lie.
Do you dye your beard?
Let me. I'll get
unintentionally.
I don't know. His answer when I asked him how his beard got dyed, he said he didn't do it. I don't know how it got there. We'll get to it in a second. We'll get to all your hard questions in a second. But I just want for you to understand that I am trying in a difficult media world where we are more politically divided than ever. I am trying to still be a fair and honest journalist who cares about the truth impartially, objectively, makes some mistakes, but tries to cover the teams like a journalist, not like a cheerleader.
It's going so down for it.
I'm not going to be in a position where I'm just fanboying
okay.
for all yep. Dolphins just because my city's excited about this. I'm not a homer or a cheerleader. I'm not someone who doesn't know what journalistic principles
are. Your entire staff is dancing behind you.
They make me look bad all the time. I am still afraid of Warren Sapp because Stugatz won't stop saying he has bad breath and Warren Sapp's blaming that on me.
Wow. Wow.
I always get blamed for the things that they do.
Is the Dame Lillard to Miami, is that off the board now?
Again, I'm a journalist. It's not off the board. However, I enjoyed this yesterday, Dan. This was one of my favorite things that happened yesterday. I got aggregated because I'm not a newsbreaker. God, I hate that. It's such a hard job to be the newsbreaker guy. But I do know what's going on with the Heat. I've been in this market for 35 years, and there are a lot of people reporting a lot of different things about what this is.
Bona fides.
Are you wearing a Dolphin cap?
Dolphin fan, yeah.
You're a Jets fan.
I like it. Yeah.
Fins up.
Yeah.
I got aggregated yesterday with this in my mouth because I was giving Miami Heat news, and people have called me a not objective Heat mouthpiece, and that I am compromised. It's not Woj and Adam Schefter who are compromised because they or Shams because they have so many relationships that they're doing the bidding of other teams. I'm still an objective journalist, but I have true information on what is happening here with the Heat and the Portland Trailblazers. And yesterday it got aggregated while I'm wearing a Heat mouthpiece and Greg Cody is sitting in shorts on the therapy couch in the corner without explanation. So I'm going to give you the most up-to-the-date information that there is on Dame Lillard to the Heat. Are you ready?
I am absolutely ready. Got pen in hand, and I will transcribe this.
Okay. I got to put in the mouthpiece, though, and I didn't clean it since yesterday.
Okay.
So Dame Lillard wants to be here, and Miami Heat want him here, but only at the very specific price that they have offered Portland. There's not a back and forth. Toronto and Milwaukee can have him if there's leather pieces out there for somebody who's going to cost a lot of money at the end of his contract. They will not overpay. That's coming from an objective journalist. They will not overpay for Dame Lillard. So you do whatever you want, Toronto, and you do whatever you want, Milwaukee, and you idiot Cronin in Portland, you should have gotten rid of him a long time ago before we all saw that Portland's not good enough to keep him.
I know less.
The Miami Heat are going to get Dame Lillard.
I know less.
Wow.
I know less, but you're guaranteeing... Heat are getting Dame Lillard.
Let me repeat myself clearly. The Miami Heat are going to get Dame Lillard.
That's Dame Lillard, Dan Lebatard. Dame Lebatard, host of the Meadowlark Media's The Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz. Maybe we'll have a dance-off, your show versus my show.
Let's figure it out. I want to do this.
I do want to do this.
How about in Vegas?
With the consequences of I have to go to Vegas and suffer Vegas and the Super Bowl and everything else, because I'd like to see you. The audience needs to know, Dan.
Yes.
They really need to know what an amazing career you have had. I know we'll get to do the eulogizing in 4.5 years on what your radio career has been. No, because, man, you know how rare
enough
this
about
is.
Dave. I mean,
do you know how rare this is, Dave, for you to have. There are only like 10 or 12 people who get to do this with their own audience that travels with them, and you're one of them, and you did that after leaving the Beast. You did it the hardest way, and you warned me when we left ESPN, man, it's going to be bad for a while. I was suffering in my attic, and you are somebody who's got a very high pain threshold.
Well, no, you know, fake humility on your part, because you guys have done it as well.
Okay, but I'm still, I remember
but
that.
But your lights stay on. I mean.
Well, yeah, you've done it so much better. And it infuriates
me. No, I agree with that. I mean,
other people you need, not 50. You need four. You got four, and they're with you for life.
I like
they're
how.
Your family for life. I got 50.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Not again. Uh-oh. Not again. I got 50, and I can't keep the lights on. Not again.
Even when the lights are on, nobody's home. Thank you,
that's
Dan.
That's not true. We got a lot of people downloading us.
Oh, now, okay, there's no false humility. Now we're talking podcast trash. Okay.
That is lame trash talk, man.
I like that. Podcast trash talk. Man, it's like the Sharks and the Jets. Hey, guys, thank you for joining us if you're still there. And of course, you are. It's the Dan Levitard. All righty. All righty. I'm not sure what we accomplished there, but that's the Dan Levitard show with Stu Gatz. Whew. Yeah, Paul.
They can't dance that well, can they?
No, they can't. No, they can't.
That's fun.
Was it? Yes, Marv.
And they messed up a conga line.
Yeah, no. You can't screw up a conga line.
No. I hate those at weddings, but that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
And there's always, you know, that aunt or grandma's like, come on. And you're like, no. And then you conga line all around the thing. Ugh. All right. Well, we'll see.
Conga line.
Levitard's guaranteeing Dame Lillard is going to be in Miami. Yes, yes, Marvin.
They do that at weddings?
Conga line?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see a wedding and like a real loud one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, they've done that.
All right.
Yeah. I usually start it. I'm like, who's with me? Who wants to do a conga line? All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls. Magic Johnson will join us coming up next hour. We're back after this. Fall is here, and that means one thing, football. But also means family and friends, tailgating, and King's Hawaiian. King's Hawaiian, the rolls are perfect for any football get-together. You have the OGs, the originals, slider buns, or the salty pretzel slider buns. Delicious, customizable King's Hawaiian. We're trying to push for a slider sundae as a official holiday, but King's Hawaiian is the place to start. You're looking for recipe inspiration, kingshawaiian.com. Beer-braised bratwurst sliders. Say that fast. Brats, your favorite beer for braising, cheese sauce, mustard, some peppers, onions, and you serve them on the sweet, salty King's Hawaiian pretzel slider buns there. Football Sunday's about sharing food and fun with friends and family. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday is the only way to go on Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. And as always, enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick
and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get to some phone calls here. There was a little chatter about the Dolphins running up the score on the Broncos. Okay, if it's high school, then we can have a discussion. This is the NFL. I don't think you can run up the score. And you have backups who want to get in and play. If you're getting paid to stop the other team or getting paid to score on the other team, then I don't think that there should be a mercy rule. You play. Now, they could have gone for the record. And Mike McDaniel said that he didn't want to be running up the score. He didn't want to chase points. So I don't see that being a big deal. If you're the Broncos, stop them. You're grown-ups. You're getting paid to do this. And the Dolphins are getting paid. Run your offense. Run your plays. Use your backups. They might, you know, be your starters at some point during the year. Absolutely. Go. Play. Run the playbook. Unless you get down on the two-yard line and there's 30 seconds to go, I don't believe punching it in there to score a touchdown. Then you can take a knee. Yeah, Paulie?
There does seem to be specific plays that feel like running up the score. Like you said, if you're at the 50-yard line with 10 seconds to go and you run up the middle, fine. If you threw a 30-yard pass.
Or run a reverse.
Yeah. But what about like all the backups for the Dolphins who don't get to play much? A backup quarterback, receiver, they get a lot of time. And what are you going to tell them? Hey, just hand it up, run up the middle.
Yeah.
You also want to work out those guys, I would think.
Mitchell in Florida. Mitchell, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Glad to be here. Hope you guys are having a great morning. So what I wanted to bring up in light of all of the Dolphins and Super Bowl questions that are going on, if the Dolphins do, in fact, make it that far, make a deep playoff run, maybe go to the Super Bowl, do we need a bank-robbing mascot? And if we have one, what animal should it be?
So a mascot? What did I miss there?
The Kansas City Chiefs, you know, they had their bank robbing mascot that was a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
So the Dolphins have their own. What animal should it be?
I don't know. I guess just a dolphin walking around in a, or, you know, guy walking around with a dolphin head.
Do the Dolphins have a mascot on the sidelines? Do pro teams have that? How many pro teams have that? Where there's like a college mascot?
Well, sometimes, like the Bengals had a Bengal tiger on the sidelines.
Does any team do that anymore?
Yeah, see.
So, like, the caller didn't have an answer to that? I thought it was like a joke, like, hey, what's black and white and red all over? And you're like, I don't know, and then they have an
newspaper.
Yeah, a newspaper. I thought that maybe he had an answer to the question that he's posing.
Yeah.
What is a bank robbing animal mascot?
Was he actually a bank robber?
He did get arrested, yeah.
Yeah. So he was a bank robbing mascot for the Chiefs, and then he was actually a bank robber? Am I getting that story right? Yeah, Paulie.
The Denver Broncos, do they have the horse on the sidelines? Does the horse still ride in? Is that a mascot?
Yeah, they do that. There's a woman on the horse.
Ritzy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of the cheerleaders usually is on the horse.
All right. Could we check and see if the bank robber is an actual bank robber for the Kansas City Chiefs? Yeah. All right. Dave in Florida. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan. 6'2 and a spelt 198. I've got a hypothetical situation here for you. It needs to be addressed.
Okay.
let's say the Dolphins get, or let's say the Dolphins keep rolling and they're undefeated. They go well past week 9 and they get into December undefeated. Do the 72 Dolphins then line the sidelines? And if they do, which way are they rooting?
Oh, they don't want the Dolphins to go undefeated. They want to be the only Dolphins who went undefeated. I don't think Dolphins players would be rooting for the current Dolphins to go undefeated. Yeah. I mean, you're rooting for them, but I don't think you're rooting for them to do something bigger than you, knocks you out of history. I mean, what would those guys do after the last team loses? What did we find here, Fritzy? The Chiefsaholic. He wore a gray wolf suit to games, often was shown on broadcast in a criminal complaint unsealed in July. The guy was linked to 6 robberies, 2 attempted robberies, during a 9-month stretch.
And he's accused of using said money from bank robberies to attend home and away games. So at least he had a purpose, supporting the team. You get one Chiefs fan on the jury, you may get a hall pass. Think about that. Hey, I was trying to support the Chiefs.
But that's when you're really buying into your character.
Yeah.
Like, didn't the original Superman buy into being Superman?
George Reeves.
Yeah, didn't he try to fly?
So the criminal complaint said that this gentleman stole more than $845,000 in his armed robberies.
Wow. Donnie in South Carolina. Hi, Donnie. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Fritzy. 5'10", 220, and improving. I have a overly thought-out opponent for Crappensburg State and a dual pie-to-the-face bet for Fritzy.
Ooh.
The first one is the opponent. I think the rival is Tennessee Porcelain University, known as TPU. They're the Fighting Two-Plies, and they yell... Roll TP.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your pie to the face bet. Yep.
Okay, I'm a Clemson guy. Fritzy was picking on my Clemson guy. Now that his kids are both ACC students, and he's a Wake Forest and Syracuse fan, we have Syracuse next week, Wake Forest the following week. I'm going to go pie to the face. Clemson wins both of those games. Is he willing to take his children's schools versus me in a pie to the face bet?
Oh, okay. Todd?
Clemson should win both of those games. But to have some fun with things, and it's good content, one of my kids' schools will take down the Tigers.
All right, I like it. All right, Donnie, there you go. Some content for the show. Yes, Paulie?
Some mascot updates. Victor the Viking, the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out there. He's a pretty good-looking old big fella.
Yeah.
A lot of,
does he have the horn?
Yeah. Two horns, very Nordic, goatee going. This one is good. Steely McBeam for the Steelers. The guy in a flannel shirt and a lot of Steeler gear, big black eyebrows, huge manly jaw like Bill Cowher jaw.
Mm.
It's kind of it looks like Bill Cowher's head.
Okay.
Those are a couple of the mascots going to the sideline.
All right. Dave in Connecticut. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, boys. 6'1", 210. I got an update on the Crap State Thundering Turd. They're always bowl eligible.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Always bowl eligible. Crappensburg State. That should be the motto there, Seton. Crappensburg State. Always bowl eligible.
Yeah.
I like it.
We've got the baseball T-shirt in the works right now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. We've got the
runs. We got the runs?
Yeah.
All right. Robert in Oregon. Hi, Robert.
Criminal defense attorney. Oh. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now, Robert.
Yeah, thank you, Dan, for taking my call. I'm actually a criminal defense attorney down here in Oregon. Graduated College of Law there at Skidmore, Hugo Browns. Anyway, regarding the polygraph that you guys want to give Belichick, it'd be really difficult to do a polygraph where you ask him open ended questions like why did you seat Malcolm Butler during the Super Bowl. So you would need to ask something like, maybe was his benching due to, a punishment, or was he being punished by being benched? Something like that. So you would want to garner as much information from the yes or no questions as you possibly could. Otherwise, the polygraph just really wouldn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Robert. If I said, was Malcolm Butler benched for off-the-field issues in the Super Bowl? So that's just a yes or no. That's all you get out of these. I never took a lie detector test.
I did one when I was about 17, and it was all yes-no questions.
Okay.
Have you ever whatever?
All right. Maybe it wouldn't be as good of a TV show as I'd hoped for if you're just getting yes or no answers. But, I mean, it could be tense if you know, people really would sit down there and let you ask whatever you wanted to, you know, ask them. But you can only ask them in a close-ended way. Did you? That'd be fun, though. Is there more to the Steelers story? They accused the Patriots of cheating because they understood what the hand signals were going to be. And then I would have to place that on the Steelers. Why didn't you change your hand signals? Is that cheating? Coming up, Magic Johnson will join us. More of your phone calls as well. Final hour on the way.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.